Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, Will Smith, who at long last has been taught his lesson by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences when they banned him from the Oscars for 10 years as punishment for his outrageous assault on human decency and one actual human, a seemingly eternal 19 days ago. We applaud this strong stance by the Academy as a continuation of their long track record of doing the right thing, honoring vital human values, and lifting up society in every possible way. As should be obvious by now, the important lesson here is that violence never solves anything, except in movies, where violence almost always solves everything. Since there are some people who are saying it seems hypocritical for a professional organization that makes so much money from selling violence and vigilantism and taking matters into your own hands to turn around and clutch its pearls over a simple manslap, allow me to explain. Movies are fiction and real life is, you know, real life. Therefore, it's perfectly fine to promote violence as good in movies, but bad in real life, because we all know that movies don't matter. Except we also know that movies have a vital role to play in teaching people that smoking is bad, and that seatbelts are good, and that every sort of sexuality is equal to every other sort. And so it's true that sometimes movies are very important influencers on public virtue, and other times they are completely irrelevant to public virtue. And the reason you don't get this distinction is because you forget the 11th rule of wokeness. Logic is a tool of the oppressor. And only by forcing people to accept irrational contradictions can we free them from the tyranny of clear thinking. Thus, movies mean everything, and yet movies also mean nothing, and a manslap that is not a crime deserves a decade ban from the Academy. It's simple. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, and this gives me great pleasure, we want to celebrate the amazing work being done by the Campbell Union High School District in California for honoring the Black Lives Matter movement and for promoting alternate religions such as witchcraft. In a recent creative writing exercise, students were told that hexing people is an important way to get our anger and frustration out. Make a list of specific people who have been agents of police terror or global brutality, and the exercise then instructs them to pick someone on that list, such as anyone who says all lives matter, write an original curse or hex, and to cast it on them as an act of mostly nonviolent spiritual expression. What a wonderful way to simultaneously learn about other religious systems, actively practice participating in the supernatural, and eradicate the world of the wicked police and the people who defend them. Just think of the valuable life lessons these children are learning about how to silence one's opponents without risking a lawsuit, and to learn the catharsis that comes from visualizing suffering upon the enemies of peace and harmony. Truly a liberating exercise, and our only suggestion would be to start in grades earlier than high school, by which time all too many children have been brainwashed by their parents into traditional religion. If they're raised to believe in the Bible, how will we ever get them to reject authority and free the oppressed from the shackles of traditionalism through creative use of the evil eye? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And finally, we want to take another moment to praise the fine leaders at Warner Brothers for successfully threading the needle on Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore. As you may know, the newest Harry Potter universe movie features a few seconds of dialogue in which the legendary good wizard, Albus Dumbledore, reveals he is gay and had a same-sex attraction to the bad wizard, Gellert Grindelwald. In the United States, this of course means this is a good movie, because it works to teach Americans that all love is right, even for a same-sex evil warlock. However, in China, this created a problem, because the Chinese are very hostile to anything hinting at okayness for the LGBTQ2SIA++ / lifestyle. As a result, Warner Brothers wisely decided to redact those 6 seconds of film for the Chinese market. And bravo to them for realizing that it is simultaneously essential to force the traditionally repressive Americans to accept such things, and also essential to not force the traditionally repressive Chinese to do the same. And if this seems like a contradiction, it's only because you forget that at our core, we are relativists. And for relativists, the same exact thing can be right in one case and wrong in another identical case. But aside from this convenient evasion of clear moral principles, we must do what we can to respect the Chinese culture because it is, you know, Asian, and therefore sacred. But we should not respect the traditional American culture because it is, you know, ours and therefore evil. But it's also important to remember the Chinese are communists, and although we prefer the term super-duper progressives here in the United States, we always view our Asian comrades as allies and don't want to risk unnecessary hostilities with them. America, on the other hand, is a racist, oppressive, capitalist system of evil to its core, so alienating Americans is perfectly noble. Can I get a praise clap? Amen! Woke! Unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!